You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome to the Collective Brain Fun Time. Here's your host, Jay.
Thanks, Winnie. Welcome to episode 246. And unfortunately, the guys that were scheduled to be here to play this week's games are currently in the Middle East. That's right. Ken, Brad, and Jimmy are on a diplomatic mission to try to prevent the possible gas shortage this summer. I mean, it's great because most of us need gas to get around, but it means we don't have any contestants to play games tonight. So instead, I'm going to play unused material from the rest of this season, and that'll have to do, pig.
I was with my mom today, and she had a leather jacket thing on in the car.
I thought you were going to say butt itch.
And it was one of those days where it was hot in the car, in the sun. Yeah. She was like, hey, can you pull my arm? And I was like, nah, Jimmy gets me with that one when he says, pull my finger.
Not today, Isis.
Yeah, it's weird. You got to use the heater in the morning and then come home in the afternoon and you got to use the air conditioner.
Oh, my God. Sunday, I went to help my sister move a rug. She bought a rug off somebody. So, we went to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And I was taking this trunk we had to her. It was my parents. So, I'm getting that out and lugging that, struggling with that, getting into the truck and strapped down. Like, man, by the time I got done with that, it was so humid out. I was like sweating. Mm-hmm. And it was only like 60 degrees, but the humidity was like 5,000%.
Oh,
oh my God, this sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually had the air conditioning on just because it was so freaking humid.
Yeah, I had some running around to do today. We were going to do it yesterday, but the kids didn't have school today because of Kashmir Pulaski.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why we celebrate, but we've always had that off here.
He's the greatest man of Illinois, Jason.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Let's just wait till today. I knew the weather was going to be better. And
yeah,
I mean, yesterday was pretty wet at times and stuff. So
yeah, it was.
He's the guy who came in, single-handedly killed all the Indians and took Illinois and named it after one of his, I don't know, just making that up.
It was like Revolutionary War. I look it up every year and I forget it.
What did he do again?
Yep.
You need to look it up for tonight's show because it's today.
You know what? I'll put that in here. Kashmir. I don't even know how to spell a guy's name. Kashmir Pulaski.
I wish I was named Kashmir. That's kind of cool.
No kidding. That's a nice name. Kashmir. It's kind of like Silky Johnson.
Okay, so does your game have audio, Ken?
No.
Okay.
It won't have any audio. So I did want to go. I was just trying to think up how we wanted to do it in, like, points, point-wise. Okay, so I got I don't know if you want to do, I got 30 questions. What I was thinking was we could do three rounds of three questions each.
Okay.
And then have a bonus question at the end or something.
Okay, yeah.
Of each period, which, everybody could write their answer or give their, answer. And whoever's right gets 50 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's what I got. So it's past the mic. So I'm thinking, I didn't know how many to do. You could have one pass per round. So if you got, because each person's going to have three questions.
Okay.
So I'd say one pass per round, or we could do, whatever. You could make it three, but I figure one where if you don't want to answer, you just, you know, you have a question, you could just pass.
Now, does the person who it's passed to, how does that work then? Yeah.
Okay, so the person it's passed to, if they get it correct, it's worth double points for them. So they would get 20 points.
Okay.
And if also, if they do get it correct, the person who passed it loses 5 points.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what if they, the...
If they get it wrong, it's just, it's 3 points, minus 3 points for them.
Okay. So, yeah, we should, I would think we should limit the passing then.
That's what I was thinking, because, you know, if everybody just keeps passing, somebody's going to wind up like negative 5,000.
Right. But, yeah, once every turn or round, yeah, that's pretty good, because you get one you're just stumped on, you're like, okay.
Right.
I'll give this
one. Some of these are kind of hard, too. Okay. Looking back at them, they're not easy. Okay. So, and then, like I said, at the end of the round, we'll do a bonus question that'll be worth 50 points. And on that, I'll just ask a question, and then we can type our answers in, you know, all at the same time or whatever.
Okay, yep.
And if you don't get it right, it's no big deal. But if you do get it right, it's worth 50 points. So what do you think? Am I missing anything there? So correct answers are 10 points.
Okay.
If I ask you the question, you answer it, it's 10 points.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, it's negative 5 points.
Okay.
If you pass... You can pass, and then you don't lose anything. But if the person you pass it to gets the question correct, they get double points, 20 points. And then you still lose 5 points.
Okay. Yeah. And then if you're...
If that person's wrong, they lose 3 points.
Minus three.
Instead of a five.
Okay.
Or I can make it less. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of if it's going to pan out or not.
I don't understand. What's a UWS
hoarder? What?
City hauls off UWS hoarder's junk pile. Issue summons.
Upper West Side.
Oh.
I guess New York.
Chase from the hood.
Yeah, I know. I can speak it.
Yeah, he's from the streets, yo.
Oh, that was the wrong chat window.
Wow.
So like an outdoor hoarder on the street?
It's like a flea market.
Like that homeless person kept tabs on all that?
That's pretty bad when you're a hoarder when you're homeless.
Whoa.
Electronics, and it's outside. That can't be good.
It looks like a retail shop or something.
Yeah. Oh,
it's all going in the garbage.
Looks better than some of the shops I've been in.
Like, oh, is this your shit? Hey, guess what? You can buy it back.
Whoa.
It's all he has.
Shit. Yeah. The difference between him and me is I got a box to put my shit in.
Well,
see?
Most of us.
Just when you think you got a bed. Yeah. That's harsh. Like, they don't have anything better to do.
They're like, maybe not right now. Maybe in a year. Everybody's kind of screwed right now.
I could have built him a little pop-up or something. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like a homeless shop, you know, come on in, shop for free.
Oh, no, then they'd get him for not being registered or what, having a license.
Yeah, no permit.
Permit. That's what I was trying to think.
Oh, no, another big boat ran into a dock.
Oh, no. That happens daily down at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, well, this boat has actually looks like a stainless steel plate on the front. Well, they anticipate the pilot or the boatman or whatever his name is.
Yes, the drunken captain vessel.
That's like, go ahead and put the plate on the boat.
It's like the truck to put the tires on the front of, because you know they're gonna run into some shit.
You gotta see it. This is like, it's like slow motion carnage.
Yeah, it does look made for that.
That big plate looks wild. I don't know what that one's for.
Yeah,
maybe that's the offloading.
Looks like almost like some Art Deco 40s ship.
Yeah, the color's wild.
Yeah.
Settle down there, Skippy.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, turquoise yachts. $90 million.
I just heard Ellen.
I'm hoping they're doing sold this her place just to show you like how I'm like, yeah,
$56 million or something.
A computer malfunction, my ass. Oh, he's running over some shit now.
All these people in Hollywood are selling their houses.
In New York, yeah.
And Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Just read today, Ellen sold her place. It was like $56 million. Like, $56 million place to live.
Good God.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too. A lot of people leaving California.
What part of paradise does that house sit on? I'd like to see it. 56, or it was a lot. I don't know, maybe not 56, maybe 24, but this doesn't really matter at that point.
No. Like a regular house here, out there is $1 million house, you know?
Oh, easy. Yeah, easy.
There's the Colonel.
Are you spying on me?
Hope he brought the chicken.
Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, isolated vocals.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Is it good? Is she good as she sounds?
Yeah. And you know how goofy he gets on some of these when he's singing. He's really.
It's really.
He's like, yeah. She's got a sexy bedroom voice, and then he does it. I'm like, okay. You're
yeah, but ruining I don't the image. Looks so ugly as he does when he's trying to sing.
Who is it? Who is she singing with?
No, it's that vocal coach guy that isolates the vocals.
Oh, yeah.
His mouth is real line. His tongue is like in a weird spot.
Yeah.
He looks like a retard when he's doing.
He does sound like most of them, though. So whatever he's doing kind of works. But, yeah, it's hard to watch him doing that stuff.
He's a vocal cover artist or vocal cover coach.
What's the name again, Jim? Or Jason?
Ken Tamplin, T-A-M-P-L-I-N. Ken Tamplin Vocal Academy.
Yeah. Well, he covers
vocals.
He covers everybody, man. I mean,
yeah.
He isolates everybody. He's analyzed. There we go. Analyzed a lot of bands. Good stuff, too.
Ooh, Boston, more than a feeling.
Like if you're a singer, he'll teach you how to get that sound. It's wild. It's like a
and
he's like a pedal board for your vocals.
It's funny because he'll play that isolated vocal track, and I've heard a couple of them now. They sound almost like a regular person just singing it. But when the music is added, it just the energy comes from the music, you know, and their right. voice.
Yeah.
I mean, the vocals just pop then, you know, and it's like it's amazing. What can be done like with just sorry, I was reading a text just heavy music or no music that changes the exact same vocals.
What are we talking about here?
Way to go. Way to be.
Cool.
Okay. So do you want
so Jason, let's play What Should I Drink Tonight?
I'll be right back. I got to mute for a second.
Whatever. What should we smoke tonight? Any bands from the 90s come out with good music? New music this year?
This year? It's only been some
month. You know what I mean.
So.
What's his name? He's got wine and everything. Maynard, whatever his name is, they just came out with an album. Tool. Was it Tool?
Keyhole? What's a keyhole?
Keyhole.
Tool?
It's an okay album. I mean,
the artwork is always awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic artwork. And the booklet they give you is pretty bitchin'. But I don't know. It lacks what Anima and Undertow have, you know?
For that as much artist anticipation guy has, as we had for it, you know.
Yeah, that artist dude, he built a church to honor his own.
Sorry, you're there.
Creations.
Yeah.
What's that?
That artist that does all that work, he built his own church.
He did?
with all of his artwork on the outside, inside, everywhere. It's like walking into a Taj Mahal.
Really?
Of his artwork. Yeah.
Hey, have you been there?
No, it's. I think it's out in California. Let me look it up.
You gonna take a road trip?
I would, if they include the psychedelics.
Hmm. I want to go to that. How you say his name? H.R. Giger or Geiger? Mm-hmm. Giger. There's some bar that's got like this totally done in his artwork style, and it's called like the H.R. Geiger. Giger bar.
Geiger is a measurement device. I think it's Giger. Ask Google. That bitch will know.
It's in Switzerland.
I want to go to H.R. Puff and Stuff's bar.
Can't get a little, but you can't get enough.
Right.
You know you can change your Android to sound like anyone?
Well, if you really want it to sound like you.
Like it can, no, you can say, talk like an Australian.
Oh.
It'll answer all your shit in an Australian accent.
Siri does that.
And then I said, speak Indian in order. I want you to have an Indian accent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it did. And I tried British.
Yeah. I had the Australian accent on mine. And my sister-in-law was like, what? She's from the South. And she's like, why you got that Australian accent on your phone? And I go, I'm learning a new language.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I understand now.
Have you seen that before, Jimmy? Did you look at that link or no?
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the link.
No, you're looking up your stuff.
I think I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, that's pretty key.
Oh.
That's a stuff of nightmare, right?
It looks like that shit underneath Paris.
A little bit.
Yeah. Skull room or whatever.
Mm.
Wow, no, this is way better.
That's awesome.
Holy shit. There's babies on the wall. That's crazy.
It would make a great tattoo.
No, is there
an awesome tattoo, something like in that pattern, like on the roof.
You got to look up alien tattoos, Ken.
Alien tattoos?
Oh my god!
Yeah, because that's the artist who made the alien design from the movie.
This is a museum place. Are you allowed to walk around in there?
It's a bar and museum.
We should have chairs like that when we do our podcast.
Those chairs are awesome. Wow, even the small chairs are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The ones at the tables. Holy shit, the table. Look at this. Oh, my God.
All right, well, whatever. Yeah, no, we can't go on Monday because they're closed.
Oh, they got the opening celebration of the bar photos from 03. All right. Oh, God, they all open up in their own separate window. Forget it.
This is from 2003. Cut him some slack.
This is definitely a website from 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Meatloaf playing on the Ivories? Or is that actually him? Oh, shit. No, I think that's him. Oh, yeah, that is him.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Ha! There's a making of documentary about Alien.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
Aliens.
I'll see you tomorrow and, after school.
Oh, my God.
Love you. Have fun.
He's so cool in it.
Yes. He's quite the interviewer.
Okay.
Interviewee, I guess.
Okay, I'm back.
Hello?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Who are the band members? Oh, Kerry Jones, Keenan Chancellor.
Well, I'm ready when you guys are.
Up yours.
I'm ready.
So, did Ken explain the game?
Nope.
Okay, so.
Alex Gray, his name is.
Or you know what? I guess we could wait till we're in the show.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because I'd like to, when I listen to this in 20 years, I'll be like, I don't remember how to play that. Okay.
I'm only going to say it once.
Right.
Do you think in 20 years you're going to have like some sort of simulation game so you can replay all the games that we've played on the podcast?
Jay's going to make them all into games. He's patenting them. He's going to be a multi-billionaire.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Actually, I'd love to go back and just get at least just the names of all the games we've done. You know, because I wonder how, I mean, it's got to be so many games we've done. Wow.
Okay. Variations of the same game.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop the recording. I'll be right back. Hello? Put on your pants.
Now tell me it's gonna be better.
Okay. Wow.
Tell myself. I'm trying to find that damn Seal album. Damn it. I guess I didn't rip it. I need to rip my music. I've never done it.
Where he sang Big
never,
Band.
Never gonna get it.
What? Who was I listening to? They were talking about Seal did a covers album here not too long ago, and it was great. Well, meaning in the last 10 years, probably.
I don't know. Shit. Yeah, he kind of kills it. He's a natural. He's one of the few. He kind of opens his mouth and good shit comes out.
Let me see. You know? Standards. That's what it was called. 2017.
Huh. Oh, can't get enough. Ooh, ooh.
Former Papa John CEO says he's been working for 20 months to get rid of the N-word in his vocabulary.
It just ain't working.
Yeah. Hey, I've tried. Oh, well.
I've been trying for 6 months. Eat my pizza, damn it. Uh-huh.
Crazy. Hello, wonderful person. This is Anton. And what you've seen right here is the world's first video of what's known as a time crystal.
Zipata. Zipper Zeppa. Land.
Finally.
This video will hopefully help you understand the significance of this discovery. And
oh, man. Have you seen Wanda, the last one yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to watch it. I need to watch it.
Well, hurry up.
Before Brad gets on, because he'll spoil
it. Yeah,
oh, man. And this particular study that's found in the description below.
That's like 5 days ago.
Yeah, I've been busy. Well, I've got
honey?
I think 2, 4, 6. I've got 9 of 15 videos done. Music videos. Man, I should have done that years ago. Looked up free, copyright free stock footage. You can use it for whatever you want, royalty free.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dip my Xbox controller in gold.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah, they've even got YouTube channels just set up for free stock video. And you just go through all their dozens and dozens or whatever, hundreds. Find what you want. That's all you do. So
did you see the inside shot of that Greyhound place?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because it's all closed up. But yeah, no, I never thought about. Oh.
When you used to be able to just click on a picture?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see it.
With the lady with the sourpuss looking at the camera?
Yeah. Man.
And the old man? I didn't see the old. There's the old man. Holy shit. Look at that dude standing up on the right. What a badass. That's some style.
And man, that was just normal every day, you know? Man.
He looks cool. Full image. Oh, shit, that's big. That's a huge picture. Oh, I can really see some shit. Oh, they got a... Look at that. Look at all the game. One on the left, one up in the center.
Yeah, pinball machines and a... It's like candy bar by the door. Either cigarettes or candy bars. Wow.
And a rifle game.
Man. That's one of the
spinny shit. Post house. That's kind of cool.
I need to go look in the windows next time I'm there. See what it looks like in there. If it's anything like this.
Restaurante. Damn, that is neat.
It's like
people minding their own damn business.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Just chilling out. Ain't no phones.
Yeah.
Everybody's either reading or talking. Actually having, you know, human contact.
Wow.
Crazy shit.
You guys talking about Jamie Peck?
Somebody needs to take that picture and
Put masks on everybody. Dude, that's got to be that's Ed Harris, man. That looks like Ed Harris on the right.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I can. I'll copy the image and put it in Skype. Check this out, Brad.
Yeah.
Hold on, grabbing my beer.
Oh, and look, there's an ashtray right behind him. You just smoke right out in the open if you want.
Yep.
Wow. What's an ashtray?
That's where he's right. It's right by his butt. It's right behind him.
Oh, okay.
And this is the building we're looking at.
What are we looking at?
This is an old Greyhound bus station in Evansville, Indiana.
Okay.
It's a huge photograph, 1960. Man.
And I got a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Dude, they got them
a few
all over.
Of them. Yeah.
Yep. I went down a rabbit hole the other day on YouTube.
Okay.
Tell me that's not Ed Harris on the right.
Do you guys ever watch like people going into like deserted places?
Yes.
Like houses and stuff? And
yes.
Have you guys watched the videos of the guy over in like the Eastern Bloc where communism used to be, like going into the Russian
shelters? No, not that specifically, huh?
Not
just
that
Chernobyl in the area, but
okay. That guy's done videos there too, but his channel's called Illegal Freedom.
Nice.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty fun. Gee, if you want to waste about 20 minutes, he sneaks into this one that's just like a ventilation shaft to get into this thing, and it's this huge underground bunker with that was like there's just cases and cases like gas masks and
wow.
It's pretty cool.
Illegal what?
Illegal Freedom is his YouTube name. Or it's like Sian or something, but Illegal Freedom's his channel, I think.
What is that? Urban Archaeology or Urban Exploration? I forgot what it's called, but yeah. Man, that stuff's might awesome. Be. This is the stuff Collective Brain Podcast should do. Go explore.
Oh, I love train.
Explore places. People. Man, there used to be all kinds of buildings back around here, like the old mine buildings, but now they're all gone or it's
is that what it was known for?
Gated off, yeah, pretty much. So there was a G.I. Joe video game that came out, I think last fall.
Hero.
I was just playing it. It's the reviews on it, they were like, okay, it's actually not that great of a game, but if you're a Joe fan, you might like it. But if you're not a Joe fan, don't even try it, you know? So I was like, well, I'm a Joe fan.
Bestian.
Joe Bestian. Who ate my potato chips?
Oh. Yeah, who ate my chips? Hey, Harry!
You ate Joe's chips! You guys both know. There's a 24/7 G.I. Joe streamer and channel on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Put out by Hasbro.
Yeah, it's a real deal. Freaking cool.
Yeah, I've got most of it on Plex already.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Wish they'd release all that shit, like Inspector Gadget and Mask.
Shit. Mask. Yeah.
Yeah, not
they keep
not to be picky, but I wish it was on demand. You know, like I could just pick what I wanted to watch cuz
oh, like yeah. Just you like in. You like the one with the twin brothers, right? Zamox and Tamox.
Tomax and Zamot. Oh yeah.
There you go.
Well, Scrooge McDuck. What was that one on?
DuckTales,
yeah.
I never watched any of that. Oh, that was kind of after.
You were too old, man.
Yeah, I was going to say that was after my days.
When were you born, Jimmy?
79.
Okay, yeah, you and I are a year apart, so we shared the same video watching Thundercats and
Mask.
Silverhawks.
I didn't realize Ghostbusters came out in 1984. Like I remember seeing that in a theater.
Did you watch Jason the Wheeled Warriors, Jimmy?
I don't remember. How about Captain Power and the
Captain Power, yeah.
With the ship in your hand thing. I had one.
Yeah. And Brave Star.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, that was
That's a good shit.
I've got Silverhawks on Plex. Yeah. I found it.
You ever watch it?
No, not. I'd never heard of it. I heard a podcast talking about it maybe a year ago. I was like, what is that? I looked into it, and I was like, yeah, I'll put it on here.
You heard of Thundercats, though, right?
Yes. In fact,
they're all supposed to be, they're in the same shared universe.
Oh, really?
Thundercats, and then there was one more. It was like something sharks, tiger sharks or something like that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
That, did you watch the reboot or whatever of Thundercats? It's funny. I've got that on here, too, on Plex.
I did not.
I don't think I did either.
2011. That was all right. It wasn't quite anime, but it was newer animation, and it was all right. I liked it.
Do you ever watch Toy Galaxy videos on YouTube?
No. I'm not familiar.
Dan Larson is the guy who runs it, but he goes through like a lot of the series from the 80s. I think he's my age, but
okay.
Like he'll pick a subject.
Ooh, Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. Yeah. I'm on his channel now. Are you there?
Evansville, Indiana. Is it anything like Evansville, Illinois?
It's big.
I doubt it.
Yeah, Indiana. Man, I like Indiana. Evansville, Indiana. I used to go there a couple times a year, antiquing and sightseeing. They've got Indian mounds. Jill and I, we haven't been to it yet. I think they're maybe angel mounds. It's on the east side of the city.
I feel like I'm like Ken, and like I just want to throw my iPhone across the room because I keep dropping you.
Oh, man. That's what I figured. I was talking, and you didn't answer. And I was like, yeah.
Steve Jobs keeps pulling you off.
I'm going to grab a different computer.
That's what she said.
And there's Ken. Yes. With his ding.
Ding-a-ding. Sweet.
I think I'm going to subscribe to that.
I think I'm going to CNN.
What,
How
do you keep catching those big fish, Kevin?
I got skills, man.
Jesus Christ. Do you weigh them?
No. Actually, I didn't have my scale with me.
What?
Caught a monster?
No, it was probably about five. He's about five, a little over maybe.
They're like the size of Jimmy's cats.
put a picture in here, Skype.
I caught that one on a spinnerbait. Biggest one. Double willow spinnerbait.
It seems to be the story.
Spinnerbaits will do it, man. That's what I catch them on.
Yep.
I still have a version one Terminator baits.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with them. They got some brand new Terminators out now, and they're kick ass.
Are they really cool?
Yeah, they're sweet. They just came out with a new model this year.
Good, because I lose them. I can't get them anymore.
Yeah, they. I'm sure Walmart probably have them or somewhere.
Yeah, I'll check it out. That's cool. There's already algae all around the lake at work.
Yeah, it's nuts.
The hell? It was green in January, February. Sticking up through the snow.
Shit didn't die off.
You know, Brad,
view from your cell.
I have seen this guy, Toy Galaxy. I've watched him before. Yeah, he was familiar. He looked familiar. But yeah, I just subbed up because, man, I'm going to go through all this.
Oh, it's great. He does an excellent job. I sold that crybaby to John.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounded interested.
Wow.
Make a profit on it.
Oh, I did, yes.
Good.
I could have made a lot more, I think, if I sold it on eBay.
Yeah, that's the only problem with selling to a friend, you know?
Yeah.
I still want to get a damn a real base.
A real base?
A real one?
Yeah.
I want to be a real boy.
What are you looking at?
What's that W brand from Germany?
Mm, I don't know.
The one that John Paul McCartney plays?
No. The one that Mike Inez plays. Not Washburn, dang it.
No. Not Washburn, right?
No. Okay, well, I'm going to look the shit up. That's all there is to it.
Whoa. Hey, you got your Tron shirt on. Yay.
Warwick. Yeah.
Yeah, Warwick.
Your hair's getting long. Gosh.
Let's see. Wow, don't cut it.
I thought that was Vince Neil in the background, but it's Chewbacca.
Let your hair grow, Brad, and you might get a care package from...
I'm a real boy.
Yeah.
You're starting to look like David Duchovny.
Shirt. Like your shirt.
David Duchovny?
Have you ever heard of a warrior bass, Jimmy?
Warrior.
Warrior, no.
That's what my old bass player, he has one. He loved that thing.
That sounds Did he marry cool.
it? Maybe.
I think that was my first time using a computer in a long time.
Wow.
Oh, couldn't find that on your PC, huh? Let's see. There they are.
Georgia.
Warrior bass. Handcrafted. Feel the bass.
Good Jesus. Look at those. Oh, look at that. Babinga. Babinga. Good Lord. Those look like they're 10 grand a piece.
They're all handmade.
Okay. Classic unique.
Which one would I never play? Let me see.
I think his is like a DM5. That's what he's got. But I need to buy he doesn't have a five. Yeah, it's four string.
Oh shit! Yeah, would I get a five or a four? Oh boy.
He wants a five.
Depends on the bass. Some basses it's flubby and shitty.
Oh man. Click on that Gabrielle bass, that white one at the top. That's fucking pimp.
Ow. If the low B sucks, are you allowed to send it back?
Yeah.
So any word from your band, Jimmy? Are they doing anything? I mean, practicing or anything?
No.
Yet? Okay.
Nothing?
No.
I know they were going to that one time, and you weren't too... thrilled about it, and then his wife got COVID or something, or she had it, yeah, or something, yeah. I remember something came up. And hey, thanks for the job lead, Ken.
Oh, that's someone I was telling you about.
Yeah, that's
apparently they reposted it, so I don't know. I guess lost on the ring.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't filled it. It's been out there a while.
Tell you what, last week or. I don't know, at some point Brad asked if you were looking, if you'd do warehouse or something. And you said something about, you kind of like to move on. You kind of done that, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I read through that job and I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to go quite that high into things. You know, because it's like, take the business into new lands, you know, and, you know, train the employees and move the business forward. And I'm just like, oh, I think they're asking a bit much.
That's probably BS, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, I just want to retire here for the next many years.
Let me just come and get a paycheck.
Yeah. That's where I'm kind of like at. I'm like reading these like, yeah, they're expecting entirely too much for that little amount of money. And like, yeah, it's like, I'm not looking to change the world or train people. I just need about 5 more years of employment, man.
I haven't seen, well, a lot of the positions I've seen just don't list the pay.
Yeah.
And that's where they get you, isn't it? Because it happened to you and Feewagger. Okay, what do you want to get paid? You know, however it is, you tell them, and they're like, okay, that's too much. Goodbye. It's like, well, tell me what you had in mind, you know?
Right, yeah. That's why I like going on Indeed. Have you been on there?
I don't think, I know of it, but I don't think I've done that.
So it's kind of like a LinkedIn, but
yeah.
Indeed is, it's just a job search thing. You know, you can upload your resume or whatnot, but you can put in like what you want to make salary wise.
Oh yeah.
You know, most of them give you, they'll pull up and have what the range is or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I do see this. Yeah, they give do have money. Idea. Yep.
Yeah, there's a tab up top says, you know, and it should, you know, like where you want to work, what you, you know, you can type in different positions and it narrows it down a little bit better than LinkedIn does.
Oh, here's something.
As far as like areas and then, you know, jobs in that money pay range.
Man, a lift truck operator at Kraft Heinz in Granite City, $20.61 an hour.
There you go.
Count and document all CHEP pallets loaded and received. Oh, counting? Oh, I can count all day long.
Dude, you should look at like inventory management positions, you know? Inventory control person, that's what you should.
Yeah.
That's what you need to check out.
8 hours Monday through Friday. Wow.
There you go.
And I know exactly where this place is. Capri Sun. It's about a mile from my grandma's house. Oh, well, what, where she used to live.
Your meemaw?
Meemaw.
Meemaw or your
peepaw. All right.
But I don't know who, like, has really good stock of them. I really like to play it before I buy one.
Yeah.
Get it in my hands.
Yep. You're spending that much.
All right. Well, should we get started? Is there anything else we need to?
I like to stay look at bases in Dream Fantasy Land.
O'Fallon, Illinois.
O'Fallon's.
Redbud. What?
There you go, Jay.
Prepare product for shipping. Pick orders.
Oh.
Place incoming materials into storage. Verify quantities. What? This is like my resume.
Beretta restoration.
Must have mullet. Check, check, check. Yep. 10 hours.
Podcast operator. What?
See, a 10-hour shift. That is totally fine with me because to do an 8-hour shift in St. Louis requires 10 hours.
Right. It's like 10 hours.
So I might as well get paid, you know, for those
4 days. You could knock it out. You know? Like, I'm done working in 4 days.
What is Ultra Play?
You could do it. You could be a hemo. What do you call those people who...
Ultra Play. It's like playground dialysis equipment.
You can work at a dialysis clinic 12-hour days, 3 days a week.
Here you go.
All you gotta do is just hook people up to the machine, I think.
I do that.
And wipe their poo-poos.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you do any of that stuff. As a PAC.
I think I'm gonna drive a school bus.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I mean, not seriously, but I saw my school mom bus did it. Driver.
Did you say drama school dress?
I'm going to be like the drivers south on South Park.
What did you say?
Definitely.
Man, school bus drivers, you know, you can make up about $20 an hour doing that.
Plus they get a pension.
Yeah. Plus
you get COVID.
Plus it's, you know.
It's only a couple hours a day. A
couple hours a day. You're dumb, you know.
Plus you're sick all the time because kids keep bringing variants to the bus.
Yeah.
True. I'm thinking I could do that for a few years and skate call by, it. You know.
Yeah. See Jay as a bus driver with that mullet.
Yep.
Be like Otto from The Simpsons.
Well, I was like, I don't.
Hey, dude.
I wouldn't want to
drive
in
a short bus.
I wouldn't want to drive in. You know, I just want to be around people I know and all the kids and stuff. So then I was like, yeah, but then it's pretty far to go somewhere to drive a bus. And I'm thinking, you know, on those cold winter mornings when you got to go warm up the buses or whatever, you know, you got to get there early. And
my mom never got up that early.
I mean, well,
how far? As early you get up.
How far did she have to drive? Was it pretty close to her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was like 4 minutes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started then, because we could be talking about this on the show. I gotta. Okay, I'll be right back then.
All right then.
We all know what that means. It's time to wrap up the show. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up?
And later tonight, you can check my Twitch channel. We're going to be spray painting my taint.
All right.
That's podcast gold.
That is an amazing drop.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening in these uncertain times. Hopefully the guys will be back in the country for next week's episode. And I'll close this episode out with some advice. Wet birds never fly at night. See ya!
Has been a Metal X or production.
Thanks for watching.